Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The center fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Betancourt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schulte. Lind reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lind moves to third. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Melillo picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Melillo. Lind scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up towards third. Betancourt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Browns, 1. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Melillo scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians won, and the Browns won. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kress. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Betancourt moves to second. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians won, and the Browns won. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin strikes out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Betancourt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lind hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians won, and the Browns won. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mainisch takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mainisch. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians won, and the Browns won. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Betancourt fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sewell moves to third. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. Summa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians won, and the Browns won. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Betancourt takes first base on ball 4. Kress moves to second. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shang hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Shang reaches second base with a double. Kress scores. Betancourt moves to third. It's 2-1, Browns. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fonseca. The throw from Shang and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell strikes out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-2 in the game. McNeely hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fonseca fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lind hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kress hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Browns. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Betancourt strikes out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shang hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 2 in the game. Summa hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNeely. Summa reaches second base with a double. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Betancourt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Indians, 3, Browns, 3. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hudlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 3 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fonseca juggles the ball. That's an error on Fonseca. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive towards short. Sewell catches it and throws to first to double up McNeely. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Betancourt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Manish hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Betancourt hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Summa hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. Summa reaches second base with a double. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Summa scores. It's Indians, 4, Browns, 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hudlin hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-4 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaufman bunts towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kaufman for the out. Shang moves to second. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-4 in the game. McNeely hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-4 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Lind hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-4 in the game. Morgan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-4 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Burns moves to second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Summa hits a line drive into center field. Schult picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Schult. Shang throws it away. That's an error on Shang. Burns scores. Summa moves all the way to home. It's 7-4, Indians. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Langford now playing center field. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, 2 home runs, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fonseca fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fonseca fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.